some really big news, and we wanted to have you on because you are fundraising for this as well. Big news is that their expansion is planned.
Correct. We are looking into it. Yeah.
And Ronnie and I have the plans in front of us and the pictures, and I don't know what we can say and what we can't say. Can we say all of it?
I'm pretty transparent.
Okay. So the first part of this is the expansion onto the building.
Correct.
And it looks like it will that double the size of it?
Yes. So basically what I did is I took our existing building and put another one right to the west of it.
Oh, I do see that.
Yeah. So it like doubles in the size.
Right. So our kitchen will double. And the biggest thing behind this is the VFW. We're going to bring the VFW over.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Yes.
So with that, they're going to be renting office spaces from us. They don't want necessarily anything to do with the bar or our gaming.
But have the offices there.
Have offices. And they have gaming sites off-site they do. So, yeah. And I just think it'll be a great thing for both of us to have. And maybe it will turn into a vets club. We just don't know yet. I think the general public, once this happens, will probably consider it a vets club.
They don't. There's not one over there anymore, is there?
No, they have offices out of, the old Duane's Pizza.
Is it Murphy's Sports Bar or whatever?
No, it's Midwest Tavern.
Midwest Tavern, yes. Yeah. But it's out of there.
Yeah. Right, correct.
Okay. Yeah, so this will be nice to have them over.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for them.
Exactly. And I've met with the commander and stuff over there, and Dan Hunt and Dennis Bushy and those people. Mm. It can't happen fast enough.
I bet.
They're excited. We're all kind of excited.
Well,
it is exciting because there's more that we'll get to in a second.
Right.
And I think it speaks well of both of your organizations to have that cooperative partnership with a very similar mission to be able to share space like that and understand this will be beneficial for everybody.
Correct. Exactly. So the new addition, like I said, it's basically doubling the size of it. The VFW can have events. We can have two events going on in there at once because there'll be a curtain that separates them.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Or we can have one big event because the kitchen is going to double in size. But if you haven't been to the Legion, we got a window like a lot of kitchens. There'll be another one on the opposite side.
Oh, okay.
So hence you could do two events.
Yes.
Serve food and
on both sides.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of your present kitchen staff is volunteer, or do you have a full-time, or will this bring in full-time kitchen staff?
Well, I have basically two part-time cooks right now. So, and then the people that run the cash register and stuff like that, they're paid. They're part of my staff.
Well, with the expansion, will you be needing more employees?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, yeah.
I would assume so.
Because you're looking at double events, too.
Right.
Possibly, you know.
Right. And those are some things we'll have to work out once the time comes, but.
Well, and I just think it's going to be tremendous for the community. I mean, obviously the Summer Blast and all the other events and things that go on, there won't be a time where there isn't something going on at this place. It's going to be an event factory.
Well, then when you say that, let's talk about the second part of it. Event factory.
Oh, there's a second part of that. Okay, all right.
The colored pictures now, Ronnie.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you have the color photographs?
They're right by. I handed them to you.
See,
right
now
here.
I can appreciate this. The blueprints, the design you have.
Right.
I handed you the colored. Look at that.
This is why I should have paid attention in AutoCAD class in high school. Because these are great looking designs.
We're looking at an event space outside, too. So if you ever go over to the Legion, there's that big space in the back or the side, and it's all that grass.
Yeah, it's 3 acres.
Or it's, you know, snow right now, but
right, but we use it for a
three
parking.
Acres you said
yeah
is what it is. So yes, you've used it for parking, and you know, if you were over there when the traveling wall was there, that's
I was,
where that
right.
was set up is yep. the area we're talking about. And now we're looking at an event space there? You're talking stage.
Stage, picnic shelters. There'll be a
spot for food trucks to pull into.
Correct. And there'll be ticket booths. There'll be a outside bar area.
Mm-hmm. This is really nice.
Yeah. I mean, and it's done in a way that you can kind of, you can partition it off and control, you know, whether you have a all ages event or 21 right. and up, that kind of thing.
Yep. It'll all be fenced in. And yeah, Hebron Brick, those people over there, those guys are wonderful.
Aren't they fantastic? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a lot of these drawings. And Dietrich Construction, they're doing the main addition.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But and I think they'll be involved with the outside part, too.
Yeah. You just think of all the possibilities of different events that you can have out there.
Yeah, it's
from concerts to even, like you said, church services to anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can have car shows, farmers markets. You can
farmers market.
Whatever you can think of.
I was going to say, the options are pretty endless.
It really
with a
is.
Space like this, yeah.
You can have an outdoor wedding there.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, and it's a nice space. It's a big space.
Yeah. Right. And so on that outdoor event space is my goal is to make it really nice. So like the stage would match the picnic shelters.
Yes.
And the ticket booths, mm-hmm. they would all match. It would all be Hebron brick and basically no maintenance. So in the springtime, you could come in there and power wash it and you're good to go.
And you're good to go for the season. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
It is. Great idea.